welcome to the Saturday night edition of The French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It is great to be here with you on this 24th day of February 2007. Late night here in France. It's 20 minutes after 10 in the evening. And just going to have a rant for you today because my guest is indisposed at the moment. We were going to have a guest on talking about an article that was written, and we will be getting to that very soon. And I have someone else that was supposed to be speaking to us, hopefully from India, shortly, and that would be happening probably early next week as well, I'm hoping. So stay tuned for more information. As you are all aware from reading the website and looking at news cycles and from all kinds of different sources, they're trying desperately to ramp up this Iranian thing, and I don't doubt that there'll be enough fools in the lower ranks of our military willing to carry out illegal orders to invade or attack with air or navy the country of Iran. And I'm certain, again, that the people that are leading Iran are fully aware that, I think they're complicit, is what I believe. And I'll give you a quick reason why that is. Recently, and this isn't the first time, but recently a report of Al-Qaeda operations were sent around the world. It was shown on Al Jazeera, which we know is a owned network by British Zionist Jews, reported that there was activity by Al-Qaeda. And, of course, the leadership in Iran said, "We are fighting Al-Qaeda, we don't support Al-Qaeda, and we don't allow them to come in our country." Well, if Al-Qaeda was a real organization that had not been completely formed and kept alive and nurtured and, well, it's a lie. It's mostly staffed by agents from Israel, the United States, and Britain. And they have their employees from the Arab community. They have their paid-for shills. They have their paid-for operatives. They have their paid-for assassins. They get well-funded, so they are able to actually tape together an organization. But to have the Iranians support that lie tells you all you need to know about what they're doing. Not very dissimilar from me expecting early on that a man named Mike Rivera would be telling the truth, but then looking at his lies about the Pentagon and the fact that he works closely with known liars. I mean, not closely, in their association thoroughly and fully. Posts their work, admires their outcomes and their analysis, and then marginalizes the most important research being done on the internet. So, again, you have to check out the associations and take a look at what's being done by this man, Ahmadinejad, and Mr. Rivero. It is by association and by declaration that I make my assertions that these people are both liars and shills. Now, that may or may not sound fair to some of you. You know, I make other assertions here about homosexuality being used as a tool for these people to control others. Certainly, I don't care if people are gay. I don't. I really don't care if one way or the other, whether someone is a homosexual or they aren't. In fact, I've known people who are gay throughout my life. In my first marriage, I knew someone in my part of my family. And when I went to school in New York City at NYU, there were certainly many gay people around. And it was never my experience that these people were injurious to me. They didn't try to hurt me. They didn't try to rob me. They didn't try to take advantage of my friendship with others or them. And in fact, I had nothing but good relations with people who were gay. And so my experience has always been that you judge people individually on their character and their actions, not on things such as homosexuality, which I believe is a choice made even before birth. And it's always been with us. It's been with us since the very beginning of time, since recordings of people's activities have been made. Homosexuality has always been with us. And it's always hovered around a 10% area. Now, what we've got today is something very different. What we've got today is a media controlled by Zionists promoting this as the first choice among choices. Among people who were not predisposed to these choices in their childhood or in their birth, but rather a lifestyle choice to be gay. Now, does that make somebody wrong? No, if that's the lifestyle choice that they choose. However, to knowingly promote something and then try and use it as a tool of manipulation is my problem with it. And knowing that the gay pornography industry is owned by these people, and knowing that across our nation, bathhouses in major cities are owned and controlled by these same people, and knowing that they are promoting this particular group in Washington, D.C., and there's plenty of evidence for this, and you just have to go back and look at some of the most recent scandals, but there are mountains of evidence about homosexuals being a very large part of our Senate and Congress, Mr. Stubbs and Mr. Barney Frank, and then the fact is that these people have some rather sickening carnal appetites that actually lead to easy, simple blackmails and extortions and forced votes probably and possibly a loyalty to this Zionist group that might not normally have been there. Of course, because homosexuality is seen by the rank and file American and the world for that matter as something they shouldn't enjoy, what the truth is that comes out from that is it sets these people up to be gay in a sneaky way. And that ends up making them ripe for control. Now, take a look at the agenda. Take a look at the gay agenda and take a look at the virulence of it and how they use it as a hate crime now in Canada and Europe. You can actually go to jail for coming out against gays. And then you'll understand what I mean by this. They've piggybacked the anti-Semitic issue onto this homosexual one. And they use the homosexual community as a bunch of dupes. And I'm against all that. I'm against it. It's bad. It's a crime. The other thing I don't agree with, and you might have trouble understanding this, but I don't agree with it. I wouldn't want to serve in an army where I was in the military with gays. Now, let me use my logic in this. I have some feelings of sensitivity toward my privacy. And in an army setting or in a military setting, you are often naked in front of men. And that's a regular thing, especially when you're the lower ranks of the military. And I find it distasteful to think that someone could become sexually enthralled by the nakedness of men around them while they're supposed to be supporting a role of military activity. Now, why would I think that that would happen? Well, you certainly wouldn't put me in a locker room full of naked women if my interests, of course, which are heterosexual, would be getting in the way. I mean, of course, somebody would be physically attractive to me, and I may try to hide my interest in that person, but that certainly would be a difficult thing to do under most circumstances. And thereby, it would create problems. There would be feelings of discomfort on the part of many military people. And I believe that that is a morale destroyer, and I believe it's a wrong thing to do. And so these are the kinds of things that I disagree with. The other thing is, I believe families are important, and I believe gay people who are actually active in a monogamous relationship, who are keeping themselves together in a relationship, are promoting themselves as quality family members. However, as Lorraine Day discussed with you, that is not often the case, and I'm wondering, is it the proclivity toward this activity something that can be controlled by the gay community when you know that many gay men have 400, 500, and 600 partners in a year. Now, that's not all of them. But I can't tell you a single experience where I know of heterosexuals having 400, 500, and 600 partners in a year. I just don't. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's a possibility that I'm wrong. But I tell you, it sounds illogical that that would be somebody who is promoting family values. Now, what ends up happening when you don't promote family values is you don't have a family. What you have is a sick excuse or a poor excuse for a family unit. And these people who control us, ladies and gentlemen, have long hoped to destroy the building block of society, which is the family. And homosexuality and its promotion is one way to do that. Now, the other item that I would like to bring out about this is about marriage. I do not believe that marriage is between a woman and a woman or a man and a man. I believe they can be protected with equal laws, that marriage imbues upon a man and a woman, but I don't believe they should call their union a marriage. It can be called something else. Marriage is something between a man and a woman. It has a history of being such, and it is something that is sacred to the family. Now, marriage, of course, to me, should remain in that situation. But if, as far as protecting people's inheritance rights who are in a monogamous relationship, I believe that civil unions are something that should be considered. Certainly not marriage. Certainly not. Now, I'm wondering, you know, there's a lot of Christian listeners, a lot of people who may not agree with me, and a lot of people who are homophobic and want to hate other people. I'm not about that. I'm not about hating Jews. I'm not about hating Arabs or about hating Chinese or Latinos or anyone. Blacks, it doesn't matter to me who you are. I don't hate any group because of their color or their gender or national origin or any of these reasons, including their sexual preference, as long as it's something that is kept in a reasonable realm. And I know that will ruffle the feathers of people, but here it is. I'm about fighting criminals. That's it. If you're trying to steal my liberty and you are part of this 200-year-old history of stealing my constitutional values and rights of my country, and you are trying to enslave me in a system that controls my every move and my every action and my every interest, then I have to fight you as a criminal. And if they're using you unbeknownst to you as a dupe in their army of to take over these rights we all hoped we'd enjoy in our lifetimes, and which we don't, then you too are an enemy of mine. Some of you may not know you're being duped, and this, of course, that's the very meaning of being duped, and when you wake up to it, you may find yourself tied to an organization that you're fearful or are unwilling to leave. When that's the case, you become part of the problem. And as this education that we have been providing people gets more documentation and further along and becomes more accepted, as many of the points we've already made over the last 2 years have, you're going to have to come to a choice here. The fire department of New York City, who know darn well that something was amiss on 9/11 but have not spoken up. At this point now, knowing that this was a demolition, ladies and gentlemen, these people are now complicit in the crime. Yep, criminals, all, that who know. And I would say the vast majority of the New York City Fire Department are cowards and lashes and treasonous dogs for not standing up against this crime that they know took place. Yep. Don't herald these people as heroes. They are not heroes. They're criminals. And this goes the same for the elected officials and the bureaucrats that know. And the police departments that know. New York City police, they know. The New Jersey police departments who were involved in arresting those original Israelis, They know. The people who picked up the debris outside the Pentagon, they know. All of these people are criminals. They're liars, and they need to be arrested, and they need to be jailed, and they need to be tried by a jury of their peers. And when found guilty, they need to have the severest of punishments meted out against them. Now, we're not talking about minor crimes here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about a drunk driving conviction or a smoking indoors conviction or a marijuana conviction or something. We're talking about aiding the destruction of our nation. And that's what silence is if you know the facts. That's what it is. And they should be after we've outed them, they should be shamed, arrested, they should have their valuables confiscated. And they should be forever the shamed people that they really are. But that being said, we've got so much evidence, ladies and gentlemen, about 9/11, we don't even need to revisit it for the most part. However, we'll see much of it being retested again and again on the website. We've got something else there that you might be interested in listening to, is the Bill Cooper. Talks about Alex Jones back in 1999. You should listen to that. And you should share that information with as many people as you can. Because I got to tell you guys, it's pretty damning stuff, and he makes perfect sense, and he talks about the exact things we've discussed from the beginning here. And it will lead you to people like Mike Rivero and like Jack Blood and like Stattmiller and the rest of these crooks and liars and the Schwartz and... Yeah, it'll just go on and on anyway. But, you know, when we face these issues, the ones that I've discussed tonight, you know, these are not easy issues. They're social issues. I mean, look, you know, everybody wants to take a moral high ground, but oftentimes the people who are taking the strongest position on morality are often the ones who are the most immoral. It's funny how many terrible sinners go to church on Sunday to try to absolve themselves of their actions. However, what I'd like you to know is that when we talk about things like this, such as, and this is another big one, this the woman's right to choose. Choose what? What are you choosing? See, this is another thing. When you take a look, go into your phone book and look for gynecologists who do abortions. I don't think you'll find them listed, but go to Planned Parenthood. You'll find out that almost 99% across the country, the abortion doctors are Jewish. Coincidence? Ladies and gentlemen, they're only 2% of our population. Coincidence? I don't think so. A woman's right to choose is an issue that many people have fought virulently to protect. And when you take a look at it from its roots, it's murder. It really is. And I don't support it. I think it's bad. I think it has to be stopped. I think it's something that the human family is doing to aid these criminals, not to fight with, not to stop them. You know, taking a life in that way is never a benefit to anybody, including the woman it's done to, ever. Ever. You know, rape, incest, or the health and life of the mother certainly needs to be considered. But as a social choice, it's murder. Plain and simple. So many social issues. I've never talked about some of these, and of course, I'm going to have people all over my listening audience here, the tens of thousands that are going to end up hearing this broadcast. I don't like them about homosexuality. I don't like about hey, you know, look, I just try to be honest with you about what I see and how I see it. I've been fortunate in my life to have traveled all over the planet and lived in many parts of this world. And I don't have a myopic view of life. I have a view that's based on testing out my experiences in different social and societal settings. And I don't have a myopic view of this planet. I think that there are many different ways to find factual information. However, there are probably double that number of ways of deception. And our job here at the French Connection has always been to try to lead you to a place where you can see the deception yourself. Because it is much more important for you to see it on your own than to have me tell you about it. And that's what the website does in a very, very strong and I think honest way. So share this information as far and wide as you can. You know, the other thing is that we need more people making CDs of this. We need you to put up these podcasts. We need you to put these in, you know, these broadcasts in email formats. We need them to go everywhere so that people have an idea of the kinds of facts that are actually coming out in all of these different discussions. We can beat them. Now, it may not happen on a time scale that you believe is going to be a good one, but at some point, I think the genie is out of the bottle on this, and more and more and more people are beginning to understand just how deep the rot is. And as their finances become more desperate, I believe more and more people are going to be looking for answers. And when they find out the truth about all these events in their lives and that of their predecessors and all going back hundreds of years, again, the Money Masters is the best one to show people to instruct them on the history of these criminals. They are going to be angry. Now, whether they're willing to just try to elect these people out of office, which is going to be a no-win situation since they control these machines, or they're going to erupt in some sort of armed conflict. Who knows what they're willing to do? I don't know. I'm not sitting in the minds of these people in the next 6 months, a year, 18 months. But I am telling you that at some point there is going to come a tipping point in all of these facts. And one of the things I've always known is that they're looking forward in some ways to some sort of anarchy so that they have an excuse to call martial law, to declare martial law. They've got the laws in place to do that now. What we need to do is to avoid that eventuality and not give in to it. Don't allow yourself to think in violent ways about this stuff, because we need the numbers long before that kind of action is taken. And we may not need the numbers of active participants, but at least the knowledge base has to be large. Once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, then the support of the people who do take action ultimately will be solid. And a declaration of martial law will only work if people are willing to enforce it. And I don't believe at this point we're able to do it. But we are getting there. That means contact your local police. Tell them the facts. Show them the facts. Email them the facts. Email them this broadcast. Email them painful questions, painful deceptions, the video, 911 mysteries. Email it to them. The Money Masters, get copies of it. Pay for them if you need to. That's what we need to do here. So, I thought I would share some of these thoughts with you today. I again, apologize for not having that Thursday and Friday stuff happening, but, you know, again, we have come to the end of the story almost. I mean, there are little snippets that still need to be added to the main story, but basically, guys, it's about getting rid of the liars around us and taking effective action. And this is what we're trying to do here on The French Connection. Get rid of the liars amongst us and take effective action. You do the same. You share with other people these facts. And if you need, if you're able, send us a buck or $5 or even 10. Throw it in an envelope and send it to the address you'll find on the website. It would go a long way to keeping me doing this. I got to tell you, I never have been paid since the first broadcast I did years ago. And to pay these bills has been your help. You've helped me to do that. And I want to thank each and every one of you to take care of these long-distance phone bills that I've got and some other things and try to keep me afloat here while I do these broadcasts, because face it, if we stopped doing it, you wouldn't be hearing this stuff anywhere. So keep it up, guys. We need your help. We're winning. We're winning the battle of the truth, and it's just going to take a redoubling and redoubling again of your efforts to get these facts out there. Don't give up. I want you to know that I won't either, as long as you can fight with me. Darryl Bradford Smith. Be well. Bye-bye now.